I just keep it simple. Spot is the price of that product all over the world. Mm-hmm. So that's why I've always recommended gold and silver, because it's universal. It's global money. Also, yeah. gold and silver are God's money. It wasn't printed by the Federal Reserve Bank or the Bank of England or the Bank of Tokyo. Gold and silver were put here by God. I'm not really religious, but they're on the periodic table of elements, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the biggest bargain. Again, this is October 2022. It's still about $20. Silver at $50. Everything else has gone up. Even gold's gone up. But silver stays depressed. And yep. If you don't take advantage of this, they're idiots, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I mean, it's honestly insane. You know, like if we could fast forward in the future or even back in time and say, this is what's going on in the economy right now, you know, yada, 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 the dollar. What do you think silver's price is? And I'm sure everyone would say it's probably $100, $200, $300, but it's not. You know, on paper, it should be. But then you could go into, you know, manipulation or whatever's going on. But in my opinion, you can't throw dollars to, or no matter how many dollars you throw at silver or throw against silver, is going to be able to stop the inevitable. You know,
and there's one more big thing about silver. It's consumed.
Yeah.
Gold is not consumed. It's stored. They stack silver. They stack gold. They burn silver.
Yeah.
Am I correct on that?
Yeah. Gold is a monetary. It's used for jewelry, coins, bars, a little bit in electronics. I used to scrap gold out of cell phones, but silver is mainly used in the industrial world. It's used for everything. You know, solar panels, electric vehicles, 5G towers, silver lithium ion batteries, everything. There's even colloidal silver in the medical world.
The good news and bad news about money. The bad news, the world economy is collapsing. The good news is the best investment is cheaper than ever before. And the good news is everybody in the world can afford to buy some silver. Question. Give me two other reasons why people should buy silver, other than the fact that it's cheap.
I think that the two most important reasons are, it's like putting your money in a time capsule. I'm just going to give one short kind of explanation of how this could apply and how it did apply in real life. A walking Liberty half dollar back in the day could get you a gallon of gas, 50 cents, right? Gallon of gas.
A half dollar, that's 50 cents.
Yeah. That same exact coin can get you a gallon of gas today. Not the 50 cents face value, but I could take that walking Liberty, walk down to my local coin shop, sell it for $10 and get myself a couple gallons of gas. The same coin can get me back in the day what it can today. Nothing else can do that.
The industrial use alone will drive up the price. And what I'm saying is the corruption price alone will drive the fake gold, fake silver. Going to drive the price up. So one is the real reason and one is a corrupt reason.
Yes, that's insane to think about. We could go on just off yours alone and it would be a strong reason to buy silver.
And here's another battle that the West is fighting, a battle of narratives, a battle to win new allies, only that it is failing miserably at this. Forget new allies. Even old friends of the West are ditching it, like Saudi Arabia. First, it refused to ramp up oil production for the European Union. And now, it wants to be a part of BRICS, a bloc of five major emerging economies, including China and Russia. The president of South Africa says Riyadh is interested in joining this bloc. Why? Our next report telling you.
This is Cyril Ramaphosa, the president of South Africa. On Sunday, he visited the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and made a stunning revelation. Ramaphosa said that Riyadh wants to join BRICS, a bloc of five major emerging economies: Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Saudi Arabia wants to be its sixth member. At least that's what Ramaphosa claims. Here's what he said during the visit. The Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman did express Saudi Arabia's desire to be part of BRICS. That's not all. The South African president says Saudi Arabia is not the only country. A couple of others are keen on joining as well. Watch this.
They have a great desire, and they are not the only country that is finding the BRICS family or formation attractive because of what BRICS stands for. And so we did say to them, the BRICS nations are going to be meeting in a summit next year under the chairship of South Africa, in South Africa, and the matter is going to be under consideration. And already a number of countries or nations have been making approaches to each of the BRICS members, and we've given them the same answer that it will be discussed by the BRICS partners themselves, five of them, and thereafter a decision will be made.
So how does one perceive this? Why are so many countries keen on joining BRICS? And what about the Saudis? What's their intention? To answer this, we'll first have to understand the purpose of BRICS. It was established to serve as an alternative to Western blocs, to counter their hegemony in geopolitics and the global economy. So, is Riyadh's bid to join BRICS an attempt to disassociate itself from the West? It surely seems like it, because Saudi Arabia's relations with Washington have hit a new low. Look at some recent developments. OPEC Plus has refused Biden's request to ramp up oil production. It then snubbed Biden's threats with a sharply worded statement. Then, as if to rub salt on injury, an American citizen has been sentenced to 16 years in prison in the kingdom. This was followed by another snub. Saudi Arabia did not extend an invitation to American officials for an investment conference scheduled for later this month. And now Saudi Arabia wants to join BRICS.
As much as political leaders here in the US might be against leveraging gold to standardize our currency once again, well, the rest of the world feels very differently. As a matter of fact, countries such as Russia, China, and Turkey, that are all competitors to the US economically, have been stockpiling record amounts of gold over the last couple years. I mean, at levels where it's beyond suspicious, and you're sitting here wondering if they know something that we don't. And I gotta be honest, for me, this is where I got confused, because these countries are widely known to be part of BRICS. And over the last 3 years, BRICS has been developing and pushing a centralized bank digital currency that would rival the US dollar. And of course, the question is, well, if all of these countries are about that digital currency life, then why stockpile gold? Well, it's all probably because of this guy right here, Mohammed bin Salman, better known as MBS, aka the Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, who serves as the chairman of the Council of the Economic and Development Affairs. And considering what keeps our US dollar as the reserve currency of the world being two things, number one, our military, and number two, the fact that everybody has to buy oil from the Middle East utilizing the dollar, this makes MBS a pretty important person, especially if you consider that all oil companies and MBS can one day just decide, hey, we're gonna start utilizing gold for our trade instead of the US dollar. In fact, relations between MBS and the US are pretty shaky, mainly due to President Biden. I mean, it's at a point where MBS wouldn't even take Joe Biden's calls when Biden wanted to beg for increased oil production. And
I am here to sound the alarm about a psychopath killer in the Middle East with infinite resources who poses threat to his people, to the Americans, and to the planet.
Saad al-Jabri is talking about Mohammed bin Salman, who seized power behind the back of the man greeting President Obama. That's Mohammed bin Nayef, then heir to the throne. But in 2017, Nayef was arrested by Prince Mohammed bin Salman. A psychopath.
A psychopath with no empathy, doesn't feel emotion, never learned from his experience. And we have witnessed atrocities and crimes committed by this killer.
Now we're having to tap into our very own oil reserves, as this very week, Biden announced that we'll be releasing 15 million oil barrels from domestic reserves. And despite all of this happening, he still has no plans to meet with MBS at the upcoming G20 summit. I mean, honestly, I feel like these two should just go on a Dr. Phil episode and just hash all this stuff out.
I was just happy I left safely. Nobody cared about it. He's the one that blew this up.
That makes sense to you?
But here's the most concerning thing. In the midst of all of these tensions, Saudi Arabia is now considering accepting the Chinese yuan as opposed to the US dollar for all of their oil trades. Now, at this point, you might be asking, well, Daniel, why is this important and what does this have to do with the video? Well, we have to remember that oil trades, aka the petrodollar, is one of the main ways the US dollar maintains its status in the global economy. And well, if they start utilizing the Chinese yuan or even just gold for oil trades, it's pretty much game over for the US dollar. Now guys, with all that being said, ultimately, here's the truth. Our government wants our dollar to crash. They want the dollar to crash so a centralized banking digital currency can be implemented. Why? Because a CBDC would allow them to have more control and monitoring over us, the hardworking American citizens that pay for their salaries. In fact, Biden not only dropped the ball on relations with the Middle East, along with everything else that has directly or indirectly weakened the US dollar, but has also signed multiple executive orders like Order 14067, not to be confused with Order 66, which ensures the development of a US-based CBDC, and that happening efficiently and that happening well. Oh, and also, remember her? Yep, Maxine Waters, Congresswoman from California. In 2019, she founded the House Committee's Task Force on Financial Technology and Artificial Intelligence, which has been one of the biggest influencers and influences in bringing forth a US-based CBDC. But of course, everything has a price that must be paid. There's a price to pay for the implementation of this new digital currency, and that price, our freedom. The trade-off for the American government issuing a CBDC that would ultimately control and monitor our finances is a world where our economy would suffer and the average American would face massive amounts of financial hardship because the dollar will be replaced by the global digital currency. And as we said in the beginning of this video, the day our dollar crashes and loses its status in the world's economy, expect that day to be the beginning of gas, groceries, and other daily expenses skyrocketing in price. This will eventually lead to the American people facing financial hardship like we've never seen before. And of course, as it usually does, this will create a ripple effect, as mark my words, if things continue to unfold as they are now, I predict that within 18 months, we will see bigger losses in our savings, all retirement accounts, and net worth than what we saw in 2008.
Oh man, this is big. And almost no one in the West is talking about it. What China, Russia, and the United States have done over the last few days will change everything in the biggest way possible, and it's already leading to an economic world war, the likes of which we've never seen before. We'll get into the stunning details in a minute, but first, you'd be forgiven if you were distracted by headlines over the past few months saying that Xi Jinping of China will be thrown out of office soon, or that Vladimir Putin is hiding in a bunker somewhere. All of this is a distraction, and none of it's true. In fact, these two world leaders have been meeting regularly, building up massive stores of gold, silver, and securing land that includes as many precious minerals as possible. They've been meeting recently, in fact, to align their currencies together, simpatico, around precious metals. Now, China doesn't have a lot of precious minerals and petroleum, so they need this partnership. And Russia doesn't have the semiconductors and the electronics, so they need those from China. It's a great symbiotic relationship that has grown by over 40% since the start of this war. Yeah, since the beginning of this year. Now, while at the same time, the United States announced they are now $31 trillion in debt. $7 trillion of that is to China. So who gets the upper hand now? But the United States is getting desperate, which I will show you more about in a second. And what the Biden administration just did might make your jaw hit the floor. I promise you, no one is reporting on this. It's an astonishing story. Meanwhile, China just congratulated Russia on the annexation of the Donbas region, which is one of the most mineral-rich areas in the world. That is now under Russia's control. And just a few hours ago in China, yes, earlier this morning, China's President Xi Jinping opened the CCP conference with a speech that most of you who watch Western mainstream media will never see. But it was a historic speech, in my opinion. Xi Jinping outlined how China's control of Hong Kong is now complete and that Taiwan is next. Let me repeat that. Xi Jinping stood up and declared the control of Hong Kong is now complete and Taiwan is next. Think he's bluffing? I don't. If you've been watching my show for any length of time, you know that I've been saying that the coming war with China is the biggest story in the world, and it's the main story. And China's full control of Taiwan will be the catalyst. Russia's annexation of the mineral-rich Donbas region was just the start of this show, a template for how this is going to go. NATO can fool around all they want in Ukraine because they don't really care about Ukraine at all. They will use Ukraine, and Russia will never give up the Donbas. And America and Western powers will be weakened for spending billions of dollars in a fruitless provocation of Russia. Next to America's failures in Vietnam and Afghanistan, I believe it will go down as one of the biggest military mistakes in Western history. Here's a stupid idea. Let's get the NATO countries together. Let's install a puppet government in Ukraine in 2014, which is what they did. And then let's provoke Russia. Sounds like a great plan, morons. How'd that work out for you? We will be able to look at a calendar and pinpoint the moment when Western leaders created an energy crisis and an economic catastrophe that crippled Europe and by proxy America, all in an effort to somehow preserve the US dollar's role as the reserve currency of the world. It didn't work. Oh, and now Russia controls eastern Ukraine, which is filled with precious minerals. It was a failure. The main movie is about to start, though, so get your popcorn, because it's going to take place in the South China Sea around Taiwan. Now, I've said this before and I'll say it again. China will take control of Taiwan. This is inevitable. The People's Republic of China will retake the islands controlled by Taiwan, and there's simply nothing the United States and NATO will be able to do about it. Listen to Colonel Douglas MacGregor.
Beijing will not allow Taiwan to become a garrison state for American armed forces or Japanese armed forces or any foreign power. And if they think that we are going to ally ourselves with Taiwan, if they think we are going to intervene to defend that island in the event of a dispute, then we will be at war with China for the reasons that I just outlined. And we are not prepared for that. We are grossly overstretched. We don't have the logistical infrastructure. And frankly, there's an old adage that everyone should remember. A ship's a fool to fight a fort. You have to fight China from the sea. We can't win that. China can absorb everything we throw at it. And the Chinese are happy to sit there, let us travel thousands of miles to reach them, and then sink us.
He's right. But the real war has already started. I promised you a stunning story that might make your jaw hit the floor, as it did for me. This week, we learned what the Biden administration just did to China because it's scared of what's coming. Now, Michael Burry, you might know him as the guy who accurately predicted the housing collapse in 2008. Christian Bale played him in the big movie, The Big Short. Now, he tweeted this week and said this, a critically important story not getting enough attention, and he pointed to Jordan Schneider's coverage of what the United States just did to China. So what is this critically important story? Well, here it is. Quote, lots of people don't know what happened yesterday. To put it simply, Biden has forced all Americans working in China to pick between quitting their jobs and losing American citizenship. Yeah, losing American citizenship because they're working in China? Yeah, it gets worse. Every American executive and engineer working in China's semiconductor manufacturing industry resigned yesterday, paralyzing Chinese manufacturing overnight. Yeah, this just happened. One round of sanctions from Biden did more damage than all 4 years of performative sanctioning under Trump. With the new Biden sanctions, all American suppliers of IP blocks, components, and services departed overnight, thus cutting off all service to China. Long story short, every advanced node semiconductor company is currently facing comprehensive supply cutoffs, resignations from all American staff, and immediate operations paralysis. This is what annihilation looks like. China's semiconductor manufacturing industry was reduced to zero overnight. Complete collapse, no chance of survival, he writes. So what then? How does China respond? Will they just sit back? Of course not. So what island produces the largest amount of chips in the world? What island did Nancy Pelosi fly to recently to check on her investments with chip manufacturers? What island immediately restores China's ship dominance by being under China's full control? This is what war with China looks like. That's why Russia and China have been stockpiling gold and silver and precious minerals, specifically for these component parts, but also to shore up their currencies. Zero Hedge reports that Putin has been building up his defenses against economic sanctions for years. It's almost looking like he knew this was coming.
И так называемые наднациональные элиты не стремились сохранить существующий порядок вещей. Наступает все-таки новая эпоха, новый этап в мировой истории. И только подлинно суверенные государства могут обеспечить высокую динамику роста.
So as the Western media started talking crap about Russia, Putin started stockpiling gold and getting rid of the US dollar reserves. The gold experts I'm speaking to don't see this happening overnight. No, they see like a 6 to 7 year time frame for the complete US dollar collapse and the rise of currencies backed by gold.
When we got off the gold standard, the world thought, okay, they're going to destroy their dollar and they're doing what's right for America and not right for the rest of the world, because we promised them a dollar would equal a dollar of gold. Then we changed, when we got rid of gold, we said it's going to be the petrodollar. And it's a deal we made with Saudi Arabia that oil could only be purchased in U.S. dollars. Okay, so everybody had to hold those dollars, because if you wanted oil, it could only be purchased in U.S. dollars. So they kept all of our money into the banks. All the sovereigns kept, you know, gold, fat chance, and dollars in their banks. And that's how the world works. Once the dollar is over, Rocky can be replaced. Believe me, it will be. So the international system is maintained by several dollar-dominated organizations like the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization. So when we went into Ukraine, there was one action by the West that changed and accelerated absolutely everything. Everything. It was the dollar-dominated system. It took hundreds of billions of dollars held by the Russians and made it go poof. We ghosted hundreds of billions of dollars. Now imagine if Saudi Arabia or China or anybody did that to us. If we were holding all of their money, and I'm going to show you how it's going to happen with China soon because of people like BlackRock and what they're doing with investments in China. But imagine billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars just disappear overnight because China says, we no longer agree with you. But imagine if it wasn't in the stock market, it was actually dollars that were held instead of gold. And the promise was, it will always be worth the price of gold. So China, Russia, India, Saudi Arabia, remember, we don't have a gold-backed dollar. We now have a petrodollar. Saudi Arabia, part of it, they are like, you know what? I think we should get out of the dollar business. Well, that's easy to say, harder to do. Okay. First, what they had to do was start to decouple from the entire thing. And the Axis powers already had this in works. Iran announced that they're now officially ditching the dollar in trade, and their growing ally now is Russia. They also announced similar trade plans with China, India, and Turkey. Iran, Russia, and Turkey. So you know, that has never happened before, and that is literally what the Bible in end time Revelation refers to as Gog and Magog, the coalition, if you will, that is the coalition of the Antichrist, Gog and Magog, that is Iran, Russia, and modern day Turkey. They met last month and they all but admitted a new anti-American alliance that they call, quote, the Axis of Good. I would say it's the axis of evil. But remember, in a time where all good is made to be bad and all bad is made to be good, they're calling themselves the axis of good. As the Western G nations met in June, another economic and military pact was meeting nearly simultaneously. It was the BRICS summit that nobody strangely was really covering or paying attention to. BRICS is composed of BRIC, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. It's just five countries, but the potential is massive. Each country has participation in their own individual trade blocks. For instance, Brazil is part of the South American Free Trade Area, which has 11 members. Russia is part of the European Economic Union, the trade area, with 8 members. India, South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, 8 members. China has their own partnership with 15 members. South Africa has a trade agreement with 34 member states. Now, I point this out because this axis is a juggernaut. It could become a juggernaut and hostile to the U.S. dollar really fast. So at the beginning of the BRICS summit, President Xi was there, and he declared that the West was, quote, weaponizing the world's economy. We were. Everything we do, if you don't agree with what the West is saying, particularly America, we'll cut you off. Well, that's not really a stable system. So they got together in the BRICS at the BRICS summit. They laid out 75 points. And here's what President Xi was saying. He urged people in the West to read it. Now, why would he do that? Because he wants you to know exactly what's coming. For the economic axis of evil or good to replace the dollar international system, they must first find a way to operate outside of the IMF, the World Bank, and the World Trade Organization. And the dollar is the last one. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank. These are the ones that, you know, kind of settle debts and work together and decide who's going to, you know, get some bailouts, who's not. The WTO is what is the Western Trade Agreement. And then the dollar is the one that everybody uses. Points 37 and 38 are about, quote, enhancing cooperation on supply chains between BRICS countries and their partners. And it goes into specifics. But it's clear what this is about. They're going to replace the World Trade Organization. Point 39 talks about a, quote, new development bank that has just been opened in Shanghai. That's their solution to both the World Bank and the IMF. Point 49 talks about the new intra-BRICS trade system that can make transactions within their group. What does that mean? Do you remember when we kicked the world off of SWIFT? We'll get them now. They won't be able to make transactions because we're the only one with a system that can make those interbank and intercountry transactions. We're going to kick them off of SWIFT. Huh. There's a new intra-BRICS trade system that will do what SWIFT used to do. The last thing is to ditch the dollar, and they can completely circumvent Western sanctions. But it also will mean that half the world will dump their dollars. You think there's inflation now? Wait until half of the countries of the world no longer need to use the dollar, no longer believe it's worth its weight in gold, and just dump them. Putin said directly, right out in the open, during the BRICS summit, they are telling us what they're going to do. They are urging us to pay attention. And we are so arrogant that we are not taking it seriously. Everything I pointed out to all of those friends and economists that I've talked to over the last 20 years, that the dollar is going to be dethroned. And they said, no, because there's no other system. You don't understand. And I said, I understand the free market and humans enough to know there's a point of no return where people say, you know what? It's not worth it. Let's build something else and then clobber the dollar. That will never happen. Well, I've lived in a point of history where I've seen too many things that cannot happen. Happen. By the way, if you have to live under this system, which we will, all of this goes through, I want you to know this. Brazil is the world's second largest soy producer. Russia is the largest wheat producer. South Africa is top 10 in corn. China has a quarter of the world's grain. India is number 2 in rice. You add Saudi Arabia and we're done. What is it we're doing? We should be reinforcing. We should be unleashing our energy index, our energy producers. We should be unleashing our farmers. There's new stories out today that 75% of the farmers and ranchers either sold off a good portion of their cattle for slaughter, and if they were growing crops, a third of it they plowed under. We should be going the opposite direction. We are regulating and squeezing our own people and then pissing off the rest of the world. Prepare for impact because it will come. It's not a conspiracy theory. It is not insane. Russia and China are doing it now. Prepare yourself.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
I'm very concerned. And it's more than just the U.S. There's, you know, there's a thing called the BRICS nations. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And what happened in 2021, I believe, when we abandoned Afghanistan, on that day, Saudi Arabia shifted allegiances from America, trading in dollars, petrodollars. Saudi Arabia switched sides to China and Russia. It's the end of the dollar system. So the end is near for the US dollar. And my concern is it's going to wipe out stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. Just for my generation, the boomer generation, we're in serious trouble because the only reason our stocks, bonds, mutual funds are up is because the Fed and the Treasury just kept printing more and more money. Instead of fixing the problem from 2008, they just kept printing more money. Mm-hmm. And it's about to come to an end. So that's why when I say to people, buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin. You know, you want to stay in what I call real assets, tangible assets. That's my opinion. Most people say buy U.S. Treasuries. That's Harry Dent. I wouldn't trust anything printed by the U.S. government, but that's me.
Catherine Austin Fitz, I have a question for you, ma'am. These central bank digital currencies, how do they work?
So it's a digital currency and an all digital system that can be controlled centrally. So, for example, we saw during COVID-19, there were rules saying you couldn't travel more than a certain amount of miles from your house, right? So there's certain behaviors you couldn't do. This is a digital system where the central bankers, in very centralized ways, can make rules about what you can and cannot do with your money, and they can enforce the rules with total surveillance.
The BRICS nations, again, to repeat, for everybody who's hearing this for the first time, you might hear about the BRICS nations. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, Africa. Those comprise roughly 41% of the Earth's population, and they are teaming up together to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And now you have Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Nigeria, Venezuela, Algeria, Turkey, and Argentina all teaming up to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's U.S.
You're on it, man. You're on it. You're on it. Everybody, listen to this guy. He knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. You have the macro picture. Very few people have that point of view. And the great reset will be the collapse of the dollar.
Inflation.
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 When demand is greater than supply, either you get shortages or you get price increases. And actually what we had was a mixture of both.
We are in an inflationary spiral.
66% of people polled expect inflation to get worse.
The value of the dollar since I was born has declined by 94% to 6 cents.
We are about to face one of the greatest periods of uncertainty in American history. Organize your finances, expand your knowledge, your insight as to what it is that you have, and then start making decisions.
When people go to bh-pm.com, they can schedule a free consultation. You're talking about going from the intangible into the tangible.
If you can't hold it in your hand, then it's not yours. You don't own it. You can physically hold actual gold and silver.
It ships fully insured directly to your home.
Inflation rates are going to continue to rise. Don't wait.